Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 30th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of real estate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Q&A with Leon Pinkett Thurr, Executive Director and CEO of the Baltimore Arts Realty Corp. Leon Pinkett Thurr, Executive Director and CEO of Baltimore Arts Realty Corporation, discusses the organization's mission to create spaces for artists in Baltimore. By focusing on intentional and collaborative development strategies, BARCO aims to support the creative economy as a driver of inclusive growth. Pinkett emphasizes the importance of community engagement and ensuring that every project reflects the needs of the people it serves. Drawing on successful projects like Open Works and Motor House, BARCO adapts its approach to meet the unique needs of Baltimore while sharing lessons with other cities. Pinkett sees opportunities for cities to embrace arts-driven development, support small-scale manufacturers, and prioritize mixed-use projects that integrate arts and culture. By supporting artists and organizations that aspire to own their spaces, BARCO aims to lead in blending arts, real estate, and entrepreneurship to create lasting impact.
Priority Capital Advisory closes $12 million bridge loan for Class A multifamily project in Vancouver, WA. Priority Capital Advisory has closed a $12 million bridge loan for Hudson West, a 50-unit Class A multifamily property in Vancouver, WA. The financing arranged for Cascadia Development Partners provides financial flexibility through lease-up and stabilization. Each unit features private balconies, gourmet kitchens, walk-in closets, and high-end finishes. On-site amenities include a coffee bar, common areas, and secured parking. Strategically located near the Vancouver Waterfront Master Plan, Hudson West offers top-tier urban lifestyle amenities. Priority Capital Advisory has closed $450 million in debt financing across 20 transactions since launching just over a year ago, known for moving quickly and unlocking liquidity for top-tier sponsors. Cascadia Development Partners, with nearly 100 years of combined experience, focuses on developing quality commercial projects that improve communities and livability.
Paul Thrift recognized as one of Indiana's most influential business leaders by Indiana Business Journal. Thompson Thrift CEO Paul Thrift has been recognized for the fourth consecutive year in the Indiana Business Journal's Indiana 250 list, honoring the state's most influential business and community leaders. Thrift co-founded the company in 1986, which has since grown into a full-service enterprise with over 650 team members. The company has developed more than $6 billion in real estate, providing over 25,000 multifamily homes in 23 states. Thrift, a Terre Haute native and Indiana State University graduate, is dedicated to mentoring future leaders and recently announced a partnership with the university for a paid summer internship program. Thompson Thrift's philanthropic arm, TT Serve, partners with over 35 organizations focusing on community revitalization, youth, education, and international aid. The company has received numerous awards, including the 2025 Top Workplaces USA Award and Developer of the Year by ReJournals. LRT Company fully subscribed $17 million all-cash DST offering. LRT Company has fully subscribed its $17 million Delaware Statutory Trust offering, LRT Hardeeville Senior Living DST. The project will support the development of a 154-unit assisted living and memory care community in Hardeeville, South Carolina. This investment is part of a larger master plan development by LRT Development that includes 600 multifamily residences and retail space. With Hardeeville's population on the rise, the demand for modern senior housing is clear. LRT Company's successful equity raise reflects confidence in their ground-up development approach. They have also launched LRT Coventry RIDST, seeking $0.55 million for a senior housing campus in Coventry, Rhode Island. To learn more about LRT Company, visit lrtcompany.com.
Aspen Real Estate Financial California Affordable Housing Agency and Housing Authority of the County of San Bernardino. Pay $12.3 million for multifamily community in San Bernardino. Lee & Associates brokered the acquisition of Echo Apartment Homes in San Bernardino, California, to Aspen Real Estate Financial LLC, in partnership with the Housing Authority of the County of San Bernardino and CalAHE, for $12.3 million. This is the second RF acquisition with this structure in the past year. The HACCB will implement a workforce housing platform at the property where rent levels are structured for workforce housing. ARF handles the capitalization of the acquisition and provides reserves to cover expenses. The Housing Authority gets 100% of the cash flow from the property. Echo Apartment Homes offers 2-, 3-, and 4-bedroom units with various amenities. RF's mission is to provide affordable housing nationwide. For more information, please visit wwrfllc.com.
Q&A with Julie Baird, president of First American Exchange Company. Julie Baird, president of First American Exchange Company, is a leader in the CRE industry, advocating for female voices and utilizing 1031 exchanges to help investors navigate the retail real estate sector. With changing consumer habits, investors are pivoting towards experience-oriented tenants. Store closures in 2025 present opportunities for investors to reposition assets and capitalize on distressed properties. Rising insurance costs are prompting investors to use 1031 exchanges to move into better insulated assets. Baird advises investors not to fear market volatility, but to leverage tools like 1031 exchanges to reposition assets and stay ahead of the curve. SRS Real Estate Partners arranges $7.5 million ground lease sale of Wawa in Jackson Township, NJ. SRS Real Estate Partners has arranged the $7.5 million ground lease sale of a newly constructed Wawa property in Jackson Township, NJ. The seller, an East Coast-based preferred Wawa developer, was represented by SRS Capital Markets' Patrick Nutt and William Womble. The buyer is a New Jersey-based private investor. This marks the 138th Wawa sale nationwide for lead broker Patrick Nutt. The property features a brand-new 20-year corporate-guaranteed lease with zero landlord responsibilities, making it a management-free investment. The Wawa is part of a mixed-use development with strong visibility and convenient access, attracting a local investor seeking long-term.
SRS Real Estate Partners arranges $4.8 million ground lease sale of a single-tenant medical office property in Daytona Beach, Florida. SRS Real Estate Partners facilitated the $4.8 million ground lease sale of a single-tenant medical office property in Daytona Beach, Florida. The property, occupied by Florida Healthcare Plan, Inc., features a brand-new 20-year absolute triple-net lease, offering long-term stability with zero landlord responsibilities. The transaction, closed at full asking price, was represented by SRS Capital Markets Senior Managing Principal Patrick Nutt and Executive Vice President and Principal William Womble. This sale marks the sixth property sold to the same 1031 buyer in the past 6 months, showcasing the strong demand for well-priced, strong-credit medical tenant assets. With over $1.2 billion in deal volume this year alone, SRS Real Estate Partners continues to provide extensive commercial real estate solutions across the nation.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.